It's Thursday, March 18th, AD 2021. This is The World View in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. The Canadian pastor in prison for violating COVID-19 mandates put in place by the government will likely be released from jail this week, as attorneys announced yesterday. Grace Life Church pastor James Coates has been behind bars since February 16th, when he was arrested by officers with the Royal Canadian Mounted Police for holding in-person worship services in violation of Edmonton, Alberta health orders, demanding he limit attendance to just 15% of the facility's total capacity. Prosecutors, quote, have agreed to withdraw all but one of the Public Health Act offenses that Pastor James Coates has been charged with, end quote. Coates will be released from jail, quote, without any conditions, end quote, a change from mid-February, when the minister refused to sign a bail condition that required him to stop preaching unless he came into compliance with all government edicts. At the time Coates' bail was denied, Alberta Court of Queen's Bench Justice Peter Michalishan said the decision was, quote, necessary and justified, end quote. Coates' trial is scheduled to begin May 3rd. News of Coates' pending release comes just days after Grace Life pastor Jacob Spence read a letter the incarcerated pastor wrote to the congregation, thanking them for their support and asking them to continue to pray for his release from jail. We have a special link to that letter in our transcript today at theworldview.com. Psalm 37, verse 28 says, "For the Lord loves the just, and he will not forsake his faithful ones." On Tuesday, Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas said, quote, "We are on pace to encounter more individuals on the southwest border than we have in the last 20 years. We are expelling most single adults and families. We are not expelling unaccompanied children," end quote, reports NBC News. As of Sunday, Customs and Border Protection was encountering 565 unaccompanied children crossing the border on average per day. That's up from an average of 313 children per day just last month. The surge has created a backlog in Border Patrol stations, with over 4,200 children in custody and 2,943 of those children being held over the 72-hour legal limit. In an ABC interview with George Stephanopoulos, President Joe Biden was asked about his disastrous open southern border.
A lot of the migrants coming in saying they're coming in because you promised to make things better. It seems to be getting worse by the day. Was it a mistake not to anticipate this surge?
Well, first of all, I heard the other day that they're coming because they know I'm a nice guy and I won't do
what
Trump did.
They're saying this.
Yeah. Well, here's the deal. They're not.
Speaking to Fox News Channel's Maria Bartiromo, former President Trump made his first public comments on the border security crisis.
My policies were working better than they've ever seen on the southern border. The wall is almost complete. We just had to complete little sections that had to be together. We needed them in order to get the trucks back and forth from side to side. But they've chosen to stop right in the middle. They could have it finished in a month. And it would be just magnificent. It already is magnificent what it's done in the areas where it's totally completed.
Trump is disgusted with the Democrats' open-door policy.
They're destroying our country. People are coming in by the hundreds of thousands. And frankly, our country can't handle it, but it's going to get much, much worse.
Dr. Jim Meehan, a surgeon who has performed more than 10,000 surgical procedures wearing a surgical mask, has a lot to say about whether or not face masks prevent the transmission of the COVID-19 virus. He's also the former editor of a medical journal. In a CNSNews.com column, he wrote, quote, "Healthy people should not be wearing surgical or cloth masks, nor should we be recommending universal masking of all members of the population. That recommendation is not supported by the highest level of scientific evidence. The COVID-19 pandemic is about viral transmission. Surgical and cloth masks do nothing to prevent viral transmission, which is exactly why they have never been recommended for use during the seasonal flu outbreak, epidemics, or previous pandemics," end quote. Dr. Meehan explained that surgeons only wear masks to prevent their respiratory droplets from contaminating the surgical field and the exposed internal tissues of surgical patients. Furthermore, he said, quote, if a surgeon were sick, especially with a viral infection, they would not perform surgery as they know the virus would not be stopped by their surgical mask, end quote. And finally, MSNBC leftist host Joy Reid, a black woman, has slammed Republican Senator Tim Scott, the black senator from South Carolina, as being a quote-unquote token, reports the Epoc Times.
While your appointment is seen by some as a measure of progress, others have called you a mere token, elevated only to show that the GOP has gotten the diversity memo it missed this past election. But I do hope that as a senator, you'll prove those who call you a token wrong.
Fox News host Trey Gowdy, a former Republican South Carolina senator himself, called out and condemned Reid for her attacks on Scott because of his support for conservative policies.
Tim Scott is a United States senator who worked his tail off to be part of nearly every significant policy conversation this country has. The fact that you see a black man as a prop, Joy Reid, says a lot more about you than it does about Tim Scott. I see a United States senator. And if you really were interested in unity or fair treatment or respect in civil discourse, that's what you would see too.
Listen to Senator Scott's response on Fox News Primetime.
Woke supremacy is as bad as white supremacy. And to all those folks who oppose good common sense, Matthew 5:44 is still available to be read in red.
In that verse, Jesus says, I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes on this Thursday, March 18th in the year of our Lord, 2021. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.